there's Stevie, and then there's everybody else. And one of the big items on the training camp agenda this summer will be identifying a running mate for Stevie Johnson, finding the Bills' second wide receiver.
The competition is going to be crazy because the talent that we have. You know, not to take anything away from past years, but the talent that we have now, and I think the expectation that, you know, the talent brings in. You know, these guys are pretty much like the best of the best coming out of college. And then you have guys that's been here in the league that's been pretty much doing their thing, but not as established, you know. So come training camp, that position is open, and it's going to be just like when me and James was going at it opposite Lee. So I expect it to be interesting.
It was interesting 5 years ago when Stevie and James Hardy went at it, vying to start opposite Lee Evans. And again this year, the Bills picked two receivers in the draft, second-rounder Robert Woods of USC and third-rounder Marquise Goodwin of Texas. Woods was a first-round talent on some draft boards, and he wrapped up the offseason workout saying he's got his eye on the number two spot.
My goal is to come out here and, you know, compete for that starting spot. You know, that's why I'm coming out here to work, and that's why, you know, they drafted me to come out here and compete for that spot opposite of Stevie, and that's what I'm trying to do each and every day. And we've got some great guys competing for it, but, you know, we're just competing and working hard for it.
Robert Woods brings speed and smooth route running to the equation, and a number of draft evaluators say he was the most NFL-ready of all the wideouts available in the draft. Third-rounder Marquise Goodwin brings speed, clocked officially at 4.27 in the 40-yard dash, and speed is also the best attribute of second-year wideout T.J. Graham, the Bills' third-round pick a year ago. He spent the offseason trying to get even faster, and he expects the Bills' fast-paced, no-huddle offensive attack will benefit him as much as anyone.
I get to run fast every play, run fast back to the huddle, run fast to the line of scrimmage, and run fast during the plays. And if defense is tired and I'm running fast, then that's a plus for me. I don't have to run as fast. I could just run, jog by some people. So,
yeah, there's a lot of fast guys out there and a lot of guys that can get off press. It's great to have Stevie Johnson out there again, and Brad Smith, T.J. Graham's done a good job. All of them are coming along.
New offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett has a lot of wideout options to choose from, including veteran Brad Smith, who has worked exclusively with a wide receiver so far. But other than Smith and Stevie, Hackett knows he has very little experience in his receiver group.
Young means that they're fresh. Young means that they're fresh and excited and they're hungry and they want to get out there. And that's all we can ask. And they're doing everything we're asking them to do, and they just got to keep getting better and better.
They're going to have to get better if they want to stay in the hunt for the second wide receiver spot. And even the young Bills know the key is not to worry about the other guys, but to work on their own game.
You know, I work on myself. You know, everybody's, you know, focused on themselves and making themselves better. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I know my weaknesses and my strengths, so I know what plays I can get open and stuff like that. And I know my body. I'm not going to worry about what somebody else is doing. Because now I got to worry about what I'm doing and they're doing. So focus on myself makes my job a lot easier.
T-Choice told me something last year that there's a draft every year. And coming as a rookie, you kind of don't see that all the time. You know, you are that draft class. But this year, being in the opposite position and seeing the guys coming in, kind of lights a fire underneath you, and you kind of get going and motivated because, you know, their guys are coming in and competing with you. And our receiver room is stacked now with great competition. So you got to put your A game on tape because, you know, when the day is over, that's what the coach is reviewing, and that's how they're going to make their evaluations.
The battle for the second wide receiver spot will be one of the most critical evaluations the coaching staff will make at training camp. For Bills Focus, I'm John Murphy.